One of the many bands on this year's Lollapalooza tour of alternative rock and hip-hop is L7, a quartet of women based in Los Angeles. L7 has just released its first rock album for a major label. It's called Hungry for Stink. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
L7 are the most likable angry people I can imagine. Hungry for Stink is a non-stop recitation of pain, rage, resentment, and bitterness. But these sentiments are presented with such furious energy and underlying joy in making such a lot of noise that the overall effect of the music is exhilarating. Although they're based in Los Angeles, L7's musical influences seem scavenged from everywhere except L.A. The buzzing guitars of Danita Sparks and Susie Gardner recall that feedbacky drone of the Ramones. As a lead singer, Danita Sparks has a shredded voice that's equal parts Joan Jett and Johnny Rotten. What L7 shares with all these acts is a gift for concision, for emotions compressed to their essence, stated in few words, played with few chords. That's a song called Can I Run, and once you dig below the blare, you realize that it's one of the scariest songs ever written about violence against women. It deals with the emotional aftermath of a rape in which the narrator closes herself up to the world, peering out of sunglasses in fear of every man she encounters. The members of L7 have said in interviews that they don't want to be identified as feminist rockers or riot girls, that they're against what they call creating genre out of gender. But there's no doubt that part of the thrill of L7's music is in the display of power that these women can summon up.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed L7's new album, Hungry for Stink.